I'm very thrilled to meet this young lady because I saw her on the Stellar Awards, and she sang alongside Tasha Cobbs, Leonard, and Enrique Holmes with her song, How Much More, and she's going to be in Detroit. So, Jordan G. Welch, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me.
I am so excited to have you here. How was it to sing at the Stellars, first of all?
It was a great experience. I'm so thankful to Tasha for extending the invitation to join her and to be able to sing alongside my friend Enrique.
Yeah. What a dynamic trio you all were.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. The song How Much More became pretty much an inspiration for a lot of people. It's a viral sensation. Can you give me a little bit of background about the song?
Yeah, we were preparing for the live recording of the album, and the song that came before it was Beatitudes, based off of the scripture in Matthew. And some things just can be reinforced multiple ways. And so after we're telling them that their life is not in vain, I was reminded of Elevation Worship and Maverick City's Gyra, just that segment that talked about if he dresses the lilies with beauties and splendor. And I just wanted to reinforce the message of being loved and being cared for and being seen by the Lord. So we added just that segment in, remixed it a little bit, and just ministered it that way.
You all may know, while that was an encouragement, we may know it, one that may resonate a little differently. It says, if he dresses the lilies with beauty and splendor, how much more will he clothe you?
On the phone with gospel recording artist, worship leader, and songwriter Jordan G. Welch. And that is so powerful, because how much more is the key? I mean, for me, anyway, how much more?
Yeah.
He can take care of the birds. He can take care of the lilies in the field. How much more can he do for a human like me? That is so powerful.
Right.
That is so powerful. Right. On top of all of that, you are a writer, and I just found out that you have a devotional book. You've been doing ministry online as well. What's your most favorite part?
Oh, man. It's tough because I see people reposting it, and I'm like, oh, I like that one too. But I will say there is one that's called First One and Only, and that's just the scripture. Like, sometimes we tend to add a lot of commentary and special things, if you will, to the scriptures. But that one, which is based off of Colossians 1, is just so straightforward. He is the one and only God. He is the one and only Savior. He's the one and only one who could actually save us and redeem us. So I just loved pointing people specifically and explicitly back to the scripture in that one, and which is really the premise of our book club, even.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not a book club.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, my whole desire is to help people see the word for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You read a book, go verify what's been put in that book. You read scripture somewhere that's not in the Bible, go verify that it's in the Bible, because we need to become self-sustaining, self-sufficient studiers, if you will, of the word, so we can be personal and efficient and true doers of the word. So I'll say that one is one of my favorites because it is explicitly the scripture.
Yeah.
Like, you can read it, see that that's it, and you can take away from it exactly what's in the book.
Well, I am talking to Jordan G. Welch, and she's going to be right here in the Motor City with your worship culture tour. And give me a little background about worship culture.
Yeah, so I've been leading worship for over 20 years, and I've seen a lot of kind of the same stuck points, no matter the denomination, no matter the size of the church, no matter the, we'll call it, cultural background of the churches.
Yeah.
I've seen the same stuck points, and what was really burdened in my heart is, how can we get people to understand the full scope of worship if we keep making it only about the song? So the Lord has been working with me and really pressing in my heart the principles of worship, period, so that whether there's a song or not, whether you're a singer or not, you too can participate in worship outside of a song and outside of Sunday. So worship culture is really emphasizing the point in making worship an everyday lifestyle thing, not a song based on your favorite singer kind of thing.
Wow, that is so powerful. I was just journaling the other day about, sometimes I'll be in you know, the backyard. I'm sitting on the porch, and all of a sudden I just start singing a hymn. It is well with my soul, or something like that. And I just sing it out loud. That, to me, is worship culture.
Mm-hmm.
So that is very, very powerful. Let me know, and let everyone who's listening know, Jordan, when you're going to be here in Detroit and how can we participate?
Yeah, we will be there October 17th and 18th at Christian Tabernacle Church. I think it's called Southfield.
Yeah, in Southfield.
You know, you get to the real city.
Yeah, just say C-Tab. That's what we say.
Yes. We'll be there October 17th and 18th. October 17th, that Friday night, for worship and song, as we know it. But then we really get to delve into the scriptures and even talk about what it is and how we incorporate, we'll call it those backyard worship chronicles, so that people can feel like, hey, I can do that too, in our Saturday morning workshop. So they can go to theworshipculturetour.com and find all the details there, all the tickets, all the merchandise, just anything and everything you can think of there. And prayerfully, everyone will come and be a part of it.
It sounds so, so exciting. And I am so grateful to finally get a chance to put the voice and everything along with what I saw on the Stellar Awards. And you've been doing it for so long. I am so grateful that you're going to be here in the Motor City to spread the word about worship culture. It is Jordan G. Welch. And Jordan, give us the information once again for tickets and also where we can find you.
Yep. Tickets for the tour can be found at theworshipculturetour.com. If you want to find me, you can also go there, or you can go to jordangwelch.com and find all of the things, all the social media, minus TikTok. I'm still learning that. but you can find all my whereabouts and things on that website, and Instagram if you want to get to me quickly.
Absolutely. Well, it's a pleasure talking to you. And yeah, likewise. Let me know how it went in Detroit. Unfortunately, I will be out of the country, but I cannot wait to hear how wonderful this was for you.
Certainly. And please be safe. Enjoy your travels as well.